Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and today is a shifting energy day, call-in day, as always, that we do at Tracy L. Clark. And this is why you want to bookmark Transformation Talk Radio, whether iTunes, Spotify, or the other outlets that you listen to us on. You want to make sure that you subscribe so you never miss an episode, because we do more than just talk about the issues that are going on. We shift them. We encourage you to call in and really be able to change your environment, but also let you know what's going on energetically. So I'm going to give you the call-in number. It's 1-800-930-2819. I also have some questions that I'm going to address that were sent in prior to the show as well. So 1-800-930-2819. We had people last week on the call-in show, and they're like, could you please give the number a few more times? So my apology, but if we get backed up, you can always call in the following week, where we will continue to do these kind of shows to help you understand what's happening. One of the reasons that people always ask me, they're like, Tracy, what's the most important thing right now to understand while we're shifting and changing in society, like just as humans? And the reason I developed the body regeneration method, the reason really going in and people say you're a body whisperer, they're like you're a body hacker, is because we're so programmed. You are so programmed with information. And when I went to repair and restore my own life, I started to realize how much programming I had. We don't even realize the amount of programming every day. One of the biggest ones I like to remind people of is like your technology. So you're programmed, yes, from birth. You're programmed with what your parents tell you, what you see. You don't know any different. So that's how you learn to function in society, but it doesn't mean that it's the right way to function. That's why people get, you know, depressed, or they get sick, or they get ill, or they have a lot of struggles in their life, because that programming isn't working for them. So I would say one of the reasons we come here is to learn to reprogram ourselves with our connection to the hand of God. So what happens is all this programming piles up, and you don't even realize the programs that are running in the background, you know, how you should get a job, should you go to school, you know, how you manage your money, how you do your banking. Like, they become systems that are very automatic. So if you look at like your cell phone, right, you have a cell phone, and look at how many people can't be without their cell phone. And it starts to program. So the information, the frequency of the cell phone gets programmed to you, right? And you to the cell phone. So how many times you got to pick up the cell phone right away? Can you put it away for a day without going, oh my gosh, what's happening? Did I miss something? You're being programmed to be wired into your phone, which is another way to keep you distracted. Now, the reason I bring that up is because everything is always programmed. So the reason people say you're like this body, you know, like a hacker. So when you go in and you take your computer and you get it readjusted and you have to get viruses out of it, that's what we do at TracyHillClark.com. That's what I do. That's why I say if you understand it's a way of living, you're constantly having to remove old programs, old files, and then increase with new ones. But how do you start? What do you do? How do you get there? And that's why on this show each and every week, we work to really let go of your programming. And then that's what I do. So check us out, TracyHillClark.com. And at least, you know, sign up for the newsletter. You do get a free 18-minute audio download right away and get that programming. Because I find with my clients, when they're like, I don't have any more sickness, or I attracted a better relationship, it is frequencies, yes, but to get to those frequencies to create, you have to remove the programming. And again, it's every day. Just look at where you go, walk down the street. It is every day. And having to stay connected to the God consciousness is so important so you can keep your level of frequency and the new programming strong. Because a lot of times the programmings can become infected again and you have to pull them out. So it's really, really important. I know, again, 1-800-930-2819. But Carter, I think we have Madura on the phone, correct?
Yep, Madura from Calgary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Madura.
Hi, how are you, Tracy?
Good, how are you? What's your question today?
My question is, I've been having, and I know I've told you before, but I've been having this silly foot toe pain that has been stuck. And it seems to be getting worse before it gets better. And it's refusing to let go.
Yeah, refusing to let the final end programming, which is actually very, oh, look, the little babies, hello. It's really letting go. You can see it actually goes back into standing. It's funny, they say it, your guides say standing your ground with your family. Okay, so, standing, not your immediate, not your children and your
spouse. My parents.
It's going outside. So, yeah, it's still, okay, yeah. So, where standing your ground, there's a pattern actually that we can remove here. So I say to everybody listening, thank you, God. If you can't say that, you can replace it with whatever you need to. But just in terms of when I clear energy out of people's systems, and also remember, as I clear for Madura, we'll be clearing for you as well, anything and cleaning anything out of your programming that needs to go, because it's a frequency and that's what we do. So it's standing your ground. So actually the foot isn't still feeling completely stable and grounded, so rooted in, when you're creating boundaries with your family outside of your immediate, like just your husband, your children. So I can feel that in my toe. Now I can feel it. I'm like, oh. So we want to rotate. So typically people, what they forget is a lot of times when our feet become very painful in our toes, we can also correct the 26 bones in your foot. We'll roll out. We won't be able to keep our feet planted on the ground. And that's always because there's stability missing outside of the body. So we'll make an adjustment in the lumbar vertebra, which is for anybody in the lower back. And we'll also make an adjustment in the hips and the legs, because we've got to command them to grow to be stable. So I'm going to adjust that. Can you wiggle your toe for a minute, please? Am I just cracked? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. So let's actually crack that. So we call it, there's energetic, like chiropractor cracks you can do. So they're energy ones, obviously, but we'll crack that. And then I'm going to actually increase your strength and stability when putting up boundaries. It looks like, have you had more like pushback from the family, or have you just felt it when you've been changing so much?
Yeah, there's a bit of both. There's the pushback, and I've also felt it. Like every time I go there, I feel like, I don't know, I'm feeling very disconnected, which is, I know why, but there's definitely the, every time I try to do something, there's kind of like a, oh, but you shouldn't do it this way. You should try to do it this way. And the advice and
the unwanted opinions. Okay.
Yeah.
So when an unwanted opinion comes up, that's where just listen to what they have to say and just sort of like, okay, thank you. And then remember, body, I'm not taking that in, and just sort of let it drop off to the ground. Thank you, body, not taking that in. I'm just going to let it drop off to the ground. The other thing is, we don't want to resist your family. So I'm going to reset your feet a little bit different. When we start to resist them, because they all annoy us at different times, that's why our family are our family, or the imprints of the opinions. So very interesting. I'm gonna kind of drop a little bit here. So for everybody that's in my miraculous group who see me 5 days a week, I help you, I shift your energy, we coach you. This morning I had a channeling that came through. It comes out tomorrow actually, because it came through. But I'm gonna start to move you now here. So this is a great way, guys, to look at your family. So your family doesn't have any new programming. Okay, so you have a ton of new programming about being independent, thinking for yourself, loving your family, like in terms of your immediate family. You're changing the paradigm of how you're a mother versus how you were mothered and how those opinions, right? So you're more free, you're more expressive. So imagine if I give you a book and you and I have read the book and we love the book, any book, I don't know, just pick one. And you and I love the book and we can have these great conversations. Then you go to see your family and you want to have the same conversation, but they haven't read the book. They would have no idea what you're talking about, right? But now we get resistant because we assume they should have read the book. They know it because we're just in different frequencies. So what we do is we actually want to open up an expansion of just, thank you, God, of accumulation of energy, of just accepting for who they are, but strengthening the body to not feel it has to take in the programming. Because you can see partly when they start pushing in your field, you're reverting back a little bit too much into when you were like a little person where they would guide you and lead you. So I'm, if you're okay, I'd like to adjust all of that and remove that accumulation of energy off.
Take it off.
Okay. Take it off. Get rid of it. This will help a lot of people listening because quite often what happens is as we grow energetically, as we learn that we have been taught to do things a certain way, but they don't work for us anymore. It's not uncommon to feel that real struggle with our family because we just are like, they don't understand us. So you're saying it's blue and they're saying it's green. And you're like, no. So the more we learn to just accept that their programming isn't going to change and that's what I'm going to adjust, grow you up into the strength of the woman that you are, you can become more neutral. So if they give an opinion, you go, that's interesting, which will drop the energy. And then do the reset tool always after that, like the thank you, God, reset, let go. If anybody doesn't know that tool and you're listening, just go to the website. I know you know it, Madura. So we're going to move that. But let's increase that. Now, how does that feel? And move your feet around a little bit more. How does your foot feel? How does your toe feel?
It's definitely better.
Yeah. Okay. So so I want you to move it like literally like up and down, up and down, up and down, like a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I've been doing.
Keep it activating. Okay. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the exit ports at the tip of your feet and I'm going to strengthen the 26 bones and then flatten you out. So your foot also looks like with the toes, it wants to just turn up a little bit. So it's really a good idea after the energy's moved to make sure that you're pushing your toes into the ground to just allow the energy, and all you'd have to do is command the body to allow the energy to let go and release.
Okay.
And we'll strengthen the body for that. Thank you, God. Well done. Let me know how you're feeling, okay? I'm going to get that toe completely rectified.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great
so
day.
Much. You
you're
too.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Carter, we have Jessica on the line?
Yep. Jessica from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I was just wondering about my procrastination. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently looking for a job, but I also want to start my business. But with the lack of funds, I can't. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard for me to manifest.
Yes. And hard to create. Yes. Okay. So we need to highlight for job, but actually your body wants to go more into your business. Okay. Your body wants to be more in a business than it does a job. Can you feel that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Your business is in the right area. So that's flagging good. But it looks like every time you take a step towards it, something else comes up to keep you busy. That's why you have the spirit of procrastination. Hang on a second. Now, busy can also be, I think I'd rather watch a show right now when I say that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't know. There appears to be an accumulation of energy in the field that I'll start to unravel for you. That there's a bunch of misinformation that's been either imprinted in your field or you've, so it's been imprinted. So either people said it to you or there's, but you have systems running that if you start the business, there's all this weird programming. It's going to take a lot of your time. What if it doesn't work out? Like, did people say things that to you or did you just put it in there?
I feel like maybe my mother.
Yeah. Okay. Because you've got imprinting in there and it's not the truth. And so then what happens is when I start to move your business, you pull back. And the way spirit says it is that there's this thing around success and if you hit in success lines for you. Now, success is different for everybody else, but as it starts moving successful, there's another block that comes up is how much time. So there, you do value your time a lot, and you can see you would like, you want to invest your time, you know, you need to, but then there's this thing, it's like almost like it consumes you. And that's a fear that's also, I'm going to start to move away. So there's a fear that if you get moving, that you would become like a slave to your business rather than the business serving you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So can I remove that for you? I can strengthen
please.
You. Yeah. Because it looks like actually you only need for the, I can remove the spirit of procrastination very quickly. We can put in inspiration. So when you look at your business, what are the top three things that inspire you the most when you look at it?
To help people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To inspire, to encourage.
Yep. And so when you feel that, what does it feel like?
It feels liberating.
Yeah. Can you feel the expansion in your energy?
Yes.
When you tune into that? Okay. This is the energy I want you to focus on, and I'm going to remove the spirit of distraction out of the way. So what will happen is you'll start to notice if people or places or things. So if people or media, social media or anything becomes too much of a distraction, you'll start to get frustrated within the body, which is your body's way of telling you you need to be more focused back into this energy. And this is the energy you always want to stay plugged into. That allows you to create and co-create with spirit so you can actually get the dreams and visions. Because it looks like your dreams and visions, which I'm going to pull down for you, and everybody listening will love this. You've just given all the listeners a great space. The dreams and visions for you, you keep them like on a shelf. So I've got to pull them in. So it's kind of like everybody else can have the dreams and visions. You want the dreams and visions, but it's almost like too far. Like it's collecting too much dust because the attention isn't being focused on it. So we got to take it off the shelf and get it really integrated into the body, the soul, and the spirit. So as you're creating your platform, so we got to change your foundation. So as you're strong to creating the platform, you're inspired, which will keep you motivated and you won't want to do anything else. And then so what happens, and I know my body does this, is that I'm so inspired that I'm having so much fun that sometimes I'm working like, people say it's crazy, you'll work like 12 or 13 hours a day, but it's like so much play. I'm having so much fun and creative energy that it's not like, it's not work. It's just fun, right? And this is what I want to impart into the field. And then I'm going to reset your lower part of your body a little bit differently. And I'm going to open the heart space. I'm going to expand it so the energy can start to flow in quicker. And then that inspiration is what will drive you for motivation and the procrastination will fall off. They come in three. If you feel that, how does that feel when you Perfect. Tune into that now?
Much lighter.
Yeah, much lighter. So they're saying your spirit guide says baby steps. So basically every day it looks like just a little bit of attention. So just, it looks like also we have to redo your routine a little bit. So I would actually change one thing in your routine. So that can be anything. I say to some people, it's, you know, you get up an extra, you know, half an hour, or you make sure you carve out that little bit of a time, but they say your routine has to be a little bit more structured too for you. So I'll adjust that so you can create a better little bit of a structure and a foundation, and you'll see it'll start to flow a lot easier for you.
Yay. Perfect.
Does that make sense? All right. Yay. Well Thank done. Let us so know much. How you're doing. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much. All Have right. a great day.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Carter, we have Magdalena on the phone.
Yep, Magdalena from Kitchener. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Magdalena. We love it when you call in. You're always inspiring and lifting people up. I love it. You can call in every week. We don't care. That's what it's for. So we can have some fun and play. I love it. I love it. And what I love about you for our listeners is you're always so brave to call in. I know sometimes it's not great, but it's hard for people. But you're constantly shifting, and this is what it's like to live in the energy. And this is why I say the TLC community, because you're part of our community, is keeping you in the energy and saying, I need some more help. I need some more help. And that's what these are about. And this is what I love, how you drive the way. You're not afraid to say, I need something else shifted. And this is what people don't get that you get. If you don't push your way to the front of the line, you're always going to be at the back. So well done.
I used to do that all the time, you know, and I'm like, you know what? That's it. I'm tired of trying to do everything on my own and struggling, and you have been such an immense help in my entire life, like in every aspect of my life, that I'm just happy like crazy to have this opportunity to reach out to you on a regular basis. So thank you.
Well, keep doing it, because like I say, you don't push to the front, you don't get. It's kind of always reminds me, Chills always reminds me of, you know, there's a lot of stories, whether people are in ministry or spirituality, but they always say, who are the people that actually get the best results? But there was a story in the ministry and side of things. So, you know, it was basically the Christ was doing some healings and somebody, she really, really wanted, you'll all know the story, I'm not going to get into it, but she wanted the healing and she pushed and pushed and pushed. And because one of the things people don't get in energy, if you don't stand up and push for what you want, it's the same thing. You're always going to be there. And you went from the back to the front. And that's why I'm so proud of you, because you're a true testament of what it's like. And I want everybody, I want to strengthen their fields to take what Magdalena has here, a true testament of not only living her dreams, bringing them through, but always looking at what programming am I moving out. And that's a life. That's a life thing, right? You have to do that every day. Every day.
Sure. So what? I think that's part of the spiritual growth. So, but today, my question to you, or my request, if I could, I'd love to have a little bit more insight about what's coming up with the back of my right hip. I know in the past it's been about moving forward, so perhaps it's me just re-anchoring to that pattern or something, but it's been bugging me for a little bit.
Yeah, actually the right hip also has some body readjustments because of the way your body's actually physically readjusting because you're pregnant, right? So can see the body is actually readjusting. So I've got to, we can grow out the muscles, ligaments, tendons, joints. Like you go, I'm going to release the pelvic a little bit differently. And then we'll remove the resistance of just like a little bit of the unknown, right? Of going, how is everything going to fully look? Because that your body holds on to quite strongly. It's a mental programming, as you know. So we'll remove that out. But I'm going to rebalance and recalibrate the right and the left. Thank you, God. So it's actually wanting to restructure. It wants to go into the hip and restructure how it's forming to prepare to carry you into this next phase, right? Of caring as being a mother or child, all that stuff. So pregnancy, I have to actually restructure more than anything. Oh, and then you can feel it. Do you ever get it? Does it ever go into the groin, into the front part of the groin?
A little bit, like the hip flexor. Yeah.
You can, because I can, as soon as I adjusted, I was like, oh, ow. So I don't want that to get worse. We want that to be flexible and ease. So what I'm going to do is just strengthen a little bit more ease into the system around flexibility into the body, which would actually open up. And then there's some release coming out just behind on the back right-hand side. So you might get a little twinge. I would just actually stretch that. And then there's anything around nerves, things getting on your nerves, and their spirits also say remove pinched nerves. So I'm going to remove that as well. And that should actually ease up. So I'll adjust the vitamins and nutrients energetically too. And then as we increase the vitamins, nutrients, because from you to baby, baby to you, because obviously your body requires more. It's the way they show it is like your house is remodeling. So you have to understand right now. So they show a house being remodeled, which is like it's your house is being remodeled. So sometimes your aches and pains for you, just remember, my house is being remodeled. This one's a little uncomfortable. Thank you, God, release, let go. And then just allow. So as you command the body, you've taken body regeneration method. So as you command the body to release that accumulation of energy. And it says as you do it to really stretch out your legs, like almost put a lot of tension on them to move it through. And you can even do that lying down or standing up. It doesn't matter. How does that feel?
Okay. It's actually more loose, like in around my thigh even. Yeah. That's great. Thank you so much.
Very good. Okay. Let me know how you go. We always take care of our mommies on a regular basis. So, you know, pop me an email if anything in there is stuck because we never leave the mommies ever hanging. Well, we don't leave anybody, but mommies, you always get extra attention.
Thank you so much.
They're the babies.
I just wanted to let you know too really quickly that yesterday or a few days ago, I did an eviction notice to some of the heartburn I was feeling. And believe it or not, for all the people that are listening, it was literally gone the next day. And I had to think about, hey, what happened? What did I do different? And it was just an eviction notice. Again, some body regen tools, which was awesome.
Yeah, you know, people don't realize that you have that power to evict anything out of the body. For anyone listening, you just evict the crap out of it and away it goes. And Yeah, I'm so glad you shared that, because that's when you take ownership. So if anybody's been a landlord, what she's saying is like, you evict people for not paying. Well, you can evict crap out of your body for it's not allowed to stay there. You're in charge. Oh, thank you. Much love. All right. You know what? I'm so glad with our callers. We have a bunch of callers on the line right now. But we do have to take a quick break. I want to encourage you again, check out our website, tracyhaleclark.com. If you're really ready to reprogram, self-help programs are great, but after you step out of them, you don't know what to do anymore. You need a guide. You need a hand. That's what we do each and every day. I encourage you, check out our Effortless program or our Miraculous program. They're monthly programs that allow you to continue to shift in the energy each and every day and stay like, you know what, you get basically it's the antivirus cleaner that comes through every day or every week, depending on which program. And it's live, nothing canned, it's live. You get a lot of goodies in there. But if you're really ready to stay on the path, because staying on the path, it's no different than if you're going to go learn about investments or you're going to go learn about, you know, study in school. Things are always changing. So they're constantly needing to be updated. Your system constantly needs to be deprogrammed, but in a positive and fun way, in a creative way, and a community that actually, like Magdalena, that actually supports you. And they're all in there in the private Facebook group helping you each and every day. So check us out, tracyhaleclark.com. Get your free cleaning out the weeds. And we're going to be back right after the break with our next caller.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lewis, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewis, visit sarahlewis.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
What the fung do I do with my shway? Are you ready to hear what your space is about you and what you're communicating to the outer world about your inner dialogue? Are you ready to create harmony in your surroundings? Then join us on Clear Speak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern for current IT integrated with ancient knowledge to boost the broadcast of your space. Visit JeanetteWolf.com for more information on this amazing approach.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. Okay, I had a question that somebody wrote me. And so I have a couple, actually, and we're going to get right to Christina after this. How do I get my messages, or how is that transferred? So basically, when I was a really little person, I used to only feel. So basically from birth, I could feel. I had to learn what it was doing, which I didn't until I was in my early 30s. But I could feel. And then when I started to learn that my body would feel what other people were picking up. So if somebody has heart issues, a lot of times my heart will go. So my body signals to me now. I know how to use it quite well after 16 years. But so I used to feel. And then all of a sudden, I started to see things and hear things, but I go in and out of my sensory system. And then I would discount it all the time because I'm like, that's crazy. What's going on? Then I learned how to actually hone it in. I did a lot of studying, a lot of traveling around the world, which then allowed me to create my own method that worked for me to allow people to be very free. So my method that I teach is not about structure. It's not about you have to do it this way. It's about giving you tools that you work with your own body. You decide how it works. It's just a guideline. So often most modalities or methods in energy or connecting to the God consciousness have a lot of structure. And you can't run with structure if you're running with intuition. You have to have guidelines and then learn to hone them into what your body's telling you. So that's how it works. I go in and out, and then we clean up the energy to get you back onto track to where you need to go in your life, because that's what it's about, living happy and healthy, because the world is in our big transition right now. So that's why community is so important. All right, Carter, we have Christina on the phone.
Yep, Christina from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Christina.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? What's your question today?
So my question, I guess, is just regarding listening and stability. So yes. I feel like a lot of things are coming at me, just in regards to like change for like possible career or even just like temporary work, more fun. I just feel like, wow, there's so many things I could choose. What's going on? As well as then my injuries, I feel like are kind of holding me back. Like my body's like, no, but my heart's saying yes. It's a weird. Yes.
Yeah, the resistance of the body, because the body has been basically, the word we got to clear out is immobile for so long, which was the resistance to the new opportunities. And now that the heart space is opening up to bring in the new opportunities, it's like the body is like 10 blocks behind where you actually are energetically. So basically, we got to speed the body up, and we got to remove the fact that the body's very comfortable with being injured as well. So the body's very comfortable knowing how to function, but mentally you're done with it. But the body hasn't got the message yet. So the body's like, wait a minute, mentally we're done. I've opened my heart space. I'm attracting in all these new opportunities. So it almost looks like with all the new opportunities coming forward, and there's even more and good, and it's actually showing, thank you, God, good money and good like fun, joy, right? So this is what you've been asking for and moving towards. So I'm going to increase and so that's where the clarity is. It's almost like the body got left behind. The opportunities are sitting here. There's a lot more coming through. You're finally like moving through your ramp. It's like you got out of the swampy water. You're ready to step into your own life. You're ready to be more empowered. You're ready to make decisions. You're ready to let go of all the people, places, and things that you would lean on before to survive, to live. You're now done. You've cut those cords. You can see, which is really big for you. So thank you, God. Well done. So I'm just going to speed up the body, which will give you more clarity. Because they all look good. It's like looking at a bowl of fruit that looks really, like this is how it shows, like looks really good. And it's like, which one's going to be the juiciest, right? So,
yes.
You notice that?
It's pretty interesting. Like even towards like pushing it, like a temporary move overseas.
Yeah. So yeah. No, 100%. Well, you're like a lot of us. We're all going to be uprooting and leaving, and the bodies are demanding change. The body is demanding to go to places that are higher vibe, and in terms of they're more into in sync with where our energies are. And in the Toronto GTA area, it's still quite heavy, and it's still not a reflection of the new awareness coming in. So a lot of people are feeling they need to either get out of the whole GTA in general, meaning get into more land, smaller towns, stuff like that, or relocate somewhere else in the world. So I'm going to open all of this up because I've been opening up for myself too. You can have been seeing it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to open that. But it also, what we need to do is speed the body up. It's like telling me to speed the body up, to be strong, and to remove all the accumulation of the roots and the seeds. The pattern has to stay, and that's what it is. So I'm going to get rid of all of this. Oh, okay. And then we're going to, yeah. And that, so really talk to your body a lot. Like, I have a strong, healthy body every day. I have a strong, healthy body. I do an exercise every day with my Miraculous group. And so I take my water bottle and I infuse it with energies and thought processes, and then I get them to recite it back. And if you can start with just like get a water bottle and write love on the bottom, if anything, people start there and just talk to your body. And my body's nice and strong. My body's nice and healthy. My body's nice and strong. My body's nice and healthy. And just start with that. And you're going to start to see the body's going to come into alignment. It looks like over the next 30 to 45 days, the body comes, and we can speed time up. So that's up to you. But we'll come into alignment. And then you've got about 3 or 4 offers it looks like you're looking at. And there's one. I really like you actually leaving the city because there's a lot of freshness that comes in. But you've got a lot of, there's one that starts to spike out of these 3 or 4 that actually is good money, good flow. And it's a lot of fun. Like, you'll find the people are a lot of fun. So what's going to happen now is the ones that would just keep you stuck and stagnant, they're going to actually start to disappear. So don't be afraid if you're like, why is that opportunity gone? It's gone because it's not going to serve you.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels a little bit lighter. More hopeful.
Yeah, no, it is. And so what we want to do is...
It's not even hope. It's just like that knowing, but I feel like it's clouded by this, like my ankle pain or foot pain or whatever.
And that's why
me to perform at like the level that I want.
And that's why these next 30 to 45 days, the strength coming into the body, into the spine, into the bones, into the repair of strong ankles. Because remember, when our ankles go off, it's been all the instability in our life, right? So with all of that leaving now, the ankles can become very strong, very supported, very grounded, very rooted back into the earth, which allows you to move forward without pain, without suffering. And that's the package that's leaving now.
Oh, good. Hooray.
Good job. So make sure you keep your feet very planted on the ground. Like, make sure nothing's rolling. Like we were talking earlier with Madura, make sure nothing's rolling in the feet. Make sure they're very planted on the ground. And then you can command the foot to actually be strong and stable and really rooted into the earth. Just by telling your body to command that, it'll sink back in, and you'll notice your hips will start to move a little bit. Like, my hips want to move. So we want to move them and rotate them back into alignment, so you have a very balance on the right and the left side, the way the electrical grids of the legs are speaking. And then that will carry you forward to remove the pain.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay. Sounds good.
I will do that.
All right. Let us know how you're making out. You're welcome.
I will. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Christina. You too.
Thanks.
All right. Carter, we have Sandra on the phone.
Yep. Sandra from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Tracy. How are you, dear?
Me good. Again. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
It's okay. You can call in every week, like I said, if you want to. You're allowed. Whatever you need. Go ahead with you. Make sure you guys are okay.
Thank you. Well, as you know, last week was kind of a craziness, so it affected my body like crazy. I couldn't even get out of bed. That was the first time I felt that since last year working with you. So I guess it was a bad impact, but I didn't let it stop me, and I kept moving forward. I kept going. But what I want from you, I was wondering if I could get just more of a boost of strengthening and letting go of this achy pain in my body, even though it was helping me while you were talking about Elena and Christina.
I was already feeling relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll remove. So what happened was this can happen when we do a lot of energy work and we're shifting. It's called life journeys up and down. Somebody's listening, I'm going to clear you up, Sandra. Is that so you got hit with a pretty big sort of another blow, right? Because you've been cleaning out, you've been letting go of all the old, but the old isn't quite finished letting go of you, the people, the places, and the things. So it really came at you hard, and then it just sunk the body. This can happen. It's okay. And this is where we, like you said, you got back up. You're like, okay, I know what I need to do differently. And this is what I'm so proud about you, because this is when you take the work and you do it like this, you start to get up quicker. Remember, the valleys aren't as low as it would have normally been. So you're moving. So it just sort of attacked because your body's very sensitive to other people's anger and frustration, but you're kind of, you're still in the fire for a little bit with the uncoupling of what's happening with relationships and stuff. So a lot of pain also that I got to release out of your right side, again, back behind the right hip as well, which is affecting into both of the legs. So I'm going to remove that accumulation of energy as well. And then there's a whole thing of people in the environment still not listening to you, which is really starting to grate on your nerve system. So where you don't feel heard by people that you're dealing with as you're uncoupling this process. So when I say that, how does that feel?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start to remove the need to be heard by people that will never hear you or never understand you or never relate to you. So this whole accumulation of energy, it's coming out of the heart because there's a lot of heart pain and misinformation and misunderstanding around the package where the heart, now you can feel it's like, I'd say it's like a little bit of an entity energy. So it's a darker energy that really then comes in when you don't feel heard. It's kind of the way they escape into you and then make you feel shut down. And then what happens when we all feel shut down, I was just as guilty, we hide for a long time, right? And then it keeps our light out. So I used to do the same thing, empaths do it, it's what happens. And then it's the way they kind of push you up against a corner and then they start attacking things like your state, your emotional state, your financial state, your where you're going, your life, your future. They start putting all this really bad programming in and it's because they're still not getting what they want from you. So it's a very selfish energy that all start to pull out.
Oh, they're not going to win, though. I got this.
No.
Thanks to you.
You got this. You got this. No, I'm just pulling it out because that's what they were trying to do. So anybody else listening, you'll get this as well. Thank you, God. And then the heart just settled right down. And then I'm just going to release the body of all the accumulation of unwanted energies and the rest of the resistance pattern. Thank you, God. Let's get rid of that. It feels really good. How does that feel now?
Yeah, it's more relaxed. Like the body is starting to let go a lot faster. Yeah.
You know what it shows for you to like lay in your bed if you can today and just do the reset tool now that we've moved this. Thank you, God, reset, let go. But allow the body to just sink right into the bed, like get heavier and heavier. And while you're doing that, thank you, God, reset, let go. And it looks like through the spine and the tailbone, a bunch of energy will drop. Just make sure if you do that, you have a bowl of salt under your bed.
Okay, I don't know if I do. I usually do, but I may have forgotten this time. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then make sure after you're done, throw the salt down the toilet because salt's a really good energy collector. And
I usually
so
do it once.
Mm-hmm.
Do it daily, okay.
Yeah, well, just right now while you're doing that exercise, typically if you have salt under your bed, you'll shove it down the toilet like every once a week is fine, right? But as you're sleeping... but to do this exercise, it shows to get rid of the salt right away.
Okay.
How long should you lay there? It looks like 10 minutes. You don't be there very long. No, not long at all. It doesn't take long. It's just because it looks like very dark. Like it's a lot of dark, heavier energy that's not yours. It's coming out. So it's the quickest way to have it leave the body. So the body is really strong and you'll feel a lot more energized. And then it shows you take a nice little cool shower, get outside and then send me a note. You're going to feel a lot better. A lot better.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. And I'm seeing you Thursday, too. So,
Oh, well, we'll get to you twice this week. Perfect.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have
All
a great
right.
day. Thank
you, too.
Love you.
Bye. Ciao. Lots of love. Ciao. All right. We have Kathy on the line. Correct?
Yep. Kathy from Oakville. Welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Tracy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm great. I just spent a week with an old friend, and I was extremely triggered. And so my question is, how much is this things that I need to work on, and how much is it just a sign that, you know, I need to spend, like, a limited amount of time with her?
Yeah. Well, obviously, when we get this, it's so funny that you have this. Somebody actually wrote in a question. So now I don't have to say that one over. I'm going to combine both your questions. They said, what do I do similar with their brother that's really triggering them? And then old friends as well, right? Like old friends that have been around for 20, 30 years and that they're moving and shifting. So there's always a place of allowance, as you know. And when we grow energetically, we love all these people. It's not that we don't, but we've just changed so much. And so what it looks like that's all happening is you're working very hard to change the way you live, to change the way you interact. And you're doing a good job at it. But what happens when people in our environment aren't really keeping up, then, and they're changing. So it's like so it's like looking at a swamp and the ocean. Because I know you like the ocean. So that's the difference, right? The ocean's moving. It's wanting to shift. It wants to move. I love the ocean too. What happens in the swamp? It's stagnant. Nothing moves. So everything is the same old, same old. So did you notice if you were having older conversations, you would get more triggered?
Yeah, absolutely. And just, so I don't know if it's like looking at her and it's triggering me from my past or, yeah. But definitely.
No, it's triggering you from your past because you're ready to let it go. You don't want to sit there anymore. So you're wanting to not go back in the swamp. So see how it would feel. When you're in the ocean, it's free, right? You get to be free. You get to clean. You're moving. Yeah. So now imagine and feel. If I immediately put your energy in the swamp, ugh, it makes me want to. You can feel the heaviness, right?
Yeah.
So what's happening is your body is actually telling you. So you can do two things. You can say, look, I really love you, but I don't want to talk about this stuff anymore because I'm done. I'm letting it go. I'm moving into a new direction. So what happens is when you're in that field, it looks like you have to turn around and go back 10 years and live there. And you're going, I don't want to live there. So your body's getting very frustrated because you can see it says, I really would like to talk about the new things, bring in the new things, move forward, enjoy life more, happiness more. And you've been working towards that. So yeah, you and swamps stink, right? They stink after a while.
Okay.
So if you're okay, and so here's what I always say to people. We can still love them and have them there, but I would limit times and we have to strengthen you for boundaries. So what I do with that usually when it's come up in the past for me and stuff like that, I'm saying, you know what? I love you, but I'm not having those conversations anymore. We're going to change the subject. And if they're not getting it after a little while, you're going to really start to distance more. So I'll clean up all of that energy for you because it also looks like it makes the other frustration that comes in is their field is slowing your field down. Like it's slowing it down to be able to interact.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to go that slow anymore. That might have been me. So
no.
You see, that's not you. That's not you anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah. And you're
okay,
moving into the quick. So I'll reset that for you. And then know that if next time you interact, if the body's still frustrated, that's where you need to put the boundary. And then actually it should get a lot easier for you.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much, Tracy. Love
you're welcome.
Show.
Lots of love. Let me know how you mix out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, welcome back. All right. We have, Carter, do we have Doreen on the phone?
Yep, Doreen from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Tracy.
How are you? Good. You're our last caller for the day before we have to wrap up.
Okay, so I have a quick question.
Yes.
I'm waking up every morning with my fingers are tingling on, especially my right hand, but sometimes my left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what is it, my bed? Is it the way I'm sleeping? It's annoying. And if I read in bed at night before I fall asleep, my hands go to sleep. So energetically.
It's the way you're actually also sitting positioned within the bed. We can adjust you to the mattress and mattress to you a little bit different. The nerve system looks like it's getting a little bit pinched. So it also equates to other things, obviously getting on the nerve system. And then there's some blockages and resistance of flow coming from the heart space into the arm. So also you can see the expansion of your heart is like it's expanding, wanting to expand more. So how you feel, how you connect, how you create, but how you connect within. It's not about out. Oh, you're going to make me burp. Okay. All the people listening, why is that lady burping? That's how I clear your energies. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'll also adjust you to nighttime because it looks like that's when the body, it's almost like it collapses too much. So the muscles, ligaments, tendons, joints, and nerve systems aren't staying super strong. So they're getting too weak. And then you can see, so you've got the heart, your arms and your hands are an extension of your heart. So you have that adjustment and then issues with things getting on your nerves as well. I'm also going to up your B levels. It just shows nutrient wise. So there's something within the vitamin B, something in there in the complex. So let's see if we can just do that energetically. And remember, if you ever need, feel like you need some, you can. But they're not things you stay on forever. Just ask your naturopath or whoever there. There we go. How does that feel now in your arms when you move them?
Better, much better. There's more flow, like it's easier.
You know what? It also says before you get into bed, your spirit guide said you need 5 minutes of stretching, which will help to release some of the nerve system.
Okay.
So I would just, you know, basic stretching, you know, over your head and your hands and just basic, maybe the side bends. They show you standing and stretching a lot. And then the one, you know, where you put your arm across in front of you and you're like pulling it in so people on video can see, but you would pull it across your body, you know, that stretch.
Yes.
It shows to do a lot of that. And then to end it, you can move your fingers up and down, which will allow the energy to flow through the body with more ease.
Okay, that's great.
How does that feel? Well, better?
Yeah, that's really good. Well, I'm having many more dreams and I'm remembering them. And so I feel like my nighttime is very active.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's connected, but...
It will be with the heart wanting to open like this. Absolutely. The way the heart wants to, I love, I get so many messages in my dream state. So when the heart wants to open like that, and it's really good because this is newer for you, which is lovely. Beautiful, beautiful to be able to dream like that. So pay attention to them because the body's letting go.
Well, can I ask you, do you have time for a quick question about one? So it's been reoccurring. So I'm on a path somewhere and I always can see the path and, you know, it's like a road and it's very normal. When I'm on the road, it becomes like I'm on this, there's cliff. I'm like on a cliff and either side there's huge drop-offs and the road or the path becomes very uneven. And last night was shard, like it was hurting my feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Like it was just a bit odd.
It's not... It's you're letting go of things that didn't feel quite stable and safe. And so as you're on the path right now, they're still not feeling grounded and totally safe and smooth, you know, of what's coming next. So all the uncertainties seem to be like, that's how the body is expressing it. What I like is the body's getting it out into your dream state with all the work you're doing. It's getting it out of there. And so we can actually, the way it shows the next step of that is like literally walking on a big path, you know, with the big trees and you're very grounded as if you were like walking through the forest. So we can actually open and change the path and then let me know actually what that does to your dream state because it looks like you're going to start to feel a lot more secure of what's coming next.
Oh, great. Because I've had people falling in reference to Kathy's question. There's definitely stuff happening there with me.
Oh, yeah. Friendship. They believe it. Yeah. Oh no. Friendships are going like crazy right now. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm uncomfortable with it, frankly.
And it's okay to be uncomfortable. It's sad when we have to, when we're moving away from people, it's not that we don't love them or whatever, but we have to limit time or it can feel sad. That's normal. That's totally normal. So we'll just give your space and allowance to know that that's okay.
Okay, great.
And
thank
observe.
You. Thanks. Rachel.
Observe. Don't get too much in your head. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day, Doreen. Lots of love.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know what? What a great show. If you missed it, you wanted to call in next week, you can always reach us right back here where we'll shift the energy for you. When we shift for somebody, we're always shifting it for you. That's what happens. I want to encourage you again, check out TracyLClark.com. If you have tried again, those programs where you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to shift. I need help. I need guidance. That's why we created the TLC community of miraculous living or the effortless realm, because we're with you every day. We stay there, we shift you, and we help you. And stay current, because like your computer, you have to debug your computer all the time. You got to get rid of your cache all the time. And if you want to know and understand how you can navigate your own life, how you can stay connected to the God conscious your way, no right, no wrong, how you can evolve into being the best being that you can be with humility and kindness and really be supported. Nothing canned in these programs. Very, very supported. That's where the TLC community is. I always say people start with the effortless realm. It eases you in. You get to see what's going on. And then the brave souls go into the miraculous realm where you want regular shifting and understanding what is changing in the world. What is, because a lot is from monetary to governments to how we function as humans, you know, and you want to make sure you are plugged into the right connection, what is the God consciousness, more than you want to be plugged into your electronics and your cell phone. So bookmark the Tracy L. Clark Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Make sure iTunes, Spotify, leave us a comment. Let us know how we can continue to help you, shift you, and motivate you to get you back on your track, just like our callers did today. So we'll see you next week right here, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Have an incredible, blessed week, everyone. And from my home to yours, lots of love. Keep shining because you're pretty amazing. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.